And welcome back to www.mohawk-radio.com. If you didn't get it, that was Simple Minds. Dan, I'm going to cry.
Yeah, Dara, I know you're going to cry.
We just finished doing an interview with Bruce Watson of Four Good Men, and it was live from Scotland. How cool is that? It was an amazing interview, and we were very pleased that he took the time out to talk to us from his cold, dark place in Scotland, and he's turning all blue. He's so cold. It's you know, pretty much the same weather over there as it is here, I'm almost sure. And, we had technical difficulties. We fixed them, and then we just went to check to see if it actually recorded, and being computers and that they are, it didn't record.
That simple, just didn't.
I'm going to cry.
Well, you know what?
No, I'm going to cry.
You know what? No, Dara. Dara, the night of their sound check, we'll go in early. We'll ask Rick if we can go in early, and I'll go get
we'll do
an MP3 recorder that records, and we can go and sit down, and we can speak with them again. You can, and they can talk right into it.
Because they're coming into town. Well, they're coming into North America, Toronto, actually, on Friday, November the 24th.
Yeah, and then they're going to take a trip. They're going to do their, they're going to come back.
Saturday, they're doing their sound check.
Saturday, for Toronto. But
for
once
Toronto.
They finish the show, they're going to be probably staying over, and then driving the next day 7 hours, and they'll be in here. Once they hit Club Soda, they're going to be into a sound check, and we could probably catch them before the sound check and actually speak with them all and then take it, and then we can give it back to them.
What, you mean like actually go to the Club Soda?
Yeah, and we can record.
Yeah, let's do that.
Because the other thing, too, is we can also go to Club Soda, hook up to a phone line and do a record and do a broadcast right from there, too.
Well, that would be wicked cool.
And we could speak with them and ask, we would like to do an interview, another interview live during, before their show, during sound check. And if it's possible, yeah, then we can record it again.
Oh, Dan.
And you can do it.
You make me feel better.
There's always an option. There's never...
I know.
Because that was a really great interview.
That was phenomenal.
I was very impressed with him, very.
Yeah, that was good fun.
You know, with all those years of... behind them and experience, just listening to somebody like that, it's just motivating.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
And you know what? He even said it too. He goes, he just kept playing and surrounding himself with people who were, you know, pardon me, strong at what he isn't strong at, meaning the business end of it, which for me personally, that's very boring and dry too. I don't want to know.
No.
You know what? Don't tell me what numbers and crap. Just let me do my thing that I like doing. Thank you very much. At the end of the day, I get my paycheck. Life is great. Salut, la visite. Bye bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what he wants. He loves his music, and I know how he feels because you can't put down.
No, you can't.
No instruments. Once you're in it, you're in it. It's
it's like radio too. Once you're in it, you just can't get out of it. I mean, it's scary. It's amazing, though. But
so
that's the way it should
be.
We
can work it out, Dara. We can talk. We have talked to Rick. Say, look,
quote
we're
more
go there.
John Lennon
and
to me, will you?
And the other thing, we can hook up before we go on at Club Soda. You can hook up and ask, can you borrow a phone line? We want to do another interview, and I'll sit here before the interview. We'll set it up, and can talk to him there, and away you go. And I'll record it for you live, and I'll even say live at interview with Mohawk Dash Radio, live at Club Soda with Four Good Men.
And okay. I'm still upset, though.
Yeah,
you can't
I am too.
You know what, Dan, and that's the one thing that I've always said about computers. I mean, you know, I should have let you go because if you
I know computers and I know recording software and software, and it's one thing is always have somebody sitting there watching it, and I don't have anybody to sit there to watch it. Usually Al did an interview with RFP every Thursday. It was a Thursday night.
Yeah, last
and
Thursday.
I recorded that at home, and I sat behind my computer to make sure that it got
everything
recorded.
Everything was okay.
Yeah. So I constantly need some, and I didn't have anybody here. If I just got up out of my chair to go check, I would have been. But see, it still doesn't.
You're gonna make me feel like trash.
It still
now.
Doesn't guarantee that. It doesn't. I could have fixed it, came back in here, and a glitch would have happened. Because the computer that we have is the one that's recording right now. It's not really the great computer. I'm trying to get the other one to work. That would have worked a lot better. But, for some reason I sensed that was gonna happen. But, I would like to see, you do an interview at Club Soda with them. Live from during their sound check, speak with them, and you get to meet them all. And then I can do it here, record it, have somebody else in here helping me record it, put it on, and away we go.
Oh, that would be wicked. That'd be cool. Listen, you know what? I'll talk to Rick.
And then we'll do it. We'll record it, and we'll give him, burn it, and we'll give him a CD for it.
There you go.
Because I should, before, if you do it before the show, I should be able to get it and burn it right away.
Yeah.
And I could do it at home.
Yeah, where
somebody,
you know,
can come in, yeah.
Where you know the
equipment.
Well,
I know my
equipment. Around.
I can burn the whole thing.
Yeah.
And get it all set. But it's hard with the equipment here because it's...
But you know
it's
what?
It's corrupted with porn.
Not, well, blame Java. He's the one who named you guys Elbow Deep.
I know.
He's the one who's got,
oh,
check it out. He's
you know
got
what?
Like chicken stuff on
you know
there.
You know what? That's hilarious that he wants to hear. I want to hear a CD from Elbow Deep.
Well, you
if
know
Java
what?
Heard that interview, he'd just probably be pissing in his pants because it would be just,
panic.
Wow, they want to hear stuff from Elbow Deep.
Yeah. Well, listen, with a name like that, eh, it's all marketing, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
my God, that's too funny.
What did he say? It sounded like it was a gay porn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sounded... Yeah, well, it does sound like a gay porn. I mean, really, come on. You're going to tell me that that wasn't his intention when he named the band Elbow Deep? What is it in tone? Elbow... Whoa, Al would like that. Okay, we're really going to hell.
No, that's Donkey Punch.
Oh, don't... Yeah. You know, Al's the other guy who owns... he does one of the other animators on here, and if you go and check him out on the website, you'll understand...
Where Al's
coming from. Al's a very special, special guy.
Yeah, Al's a special, special
Yeah,
person.
Anyways, and when I started off as the sales manager here, I'd, you know, tell him, okay, look, when you're sending out, you know, emails and stuff like that, you have your signature. And his signature was Al Briand, give her the donkey punch.
Yeah.
And I, me being, I'm not into this sort of stuff, right? I'm, you know, innocent as a lamb, right? I asked him one day, I said, Al, what the hell is this, give her the donkey punch? Anyways, he told me, I about drove off the road. I said, you get that off your freaking computer, man. Don't you dare.
Because Al had so many slogans. Al,
oh,
Al will
brutal.
Be free in 6 months. Al would, you know,
yeah,
Al is,
yeah.
He used to mark down the days. Al
the days.
Would,
well, because he was under
Al's
house
on
arrest.
Probation.
Yeah,
Al's
was,
off probation.
Oh, my God, that's too funny. You know what? I'm going to schlep on some H2O just for fun. Just for fun, and if this is,
but
the,
I don't think that's
I don't
the,
think
I don't
that's
think
the
that's
real
the one.
H2O.
I think that's the American
you know
H2O.
What? I agree. Let's play it. Let's see. Does this sound like them? No way. No. No.
Get it.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Oh my God! I got a headache.
Place that I got. I bought.
What do you want to hear?
I got a hold of Jonas' CD.
Yes,
it's on there.
Where is it? Where is
it's
it?
It's on
it?
The top.
Give me.
It should
me.
Be there.
Give me.
I don't know where you hid it.
I didn't hide it. There.
I didn't take it down, Dara.
Yes,
where
did
you put it?
I didn't take it.
Dara hid Jonas' CD.
Yeah,
the
it's,
new
he's,
one.
He's,
the
he's,
brand
I'm
new one.
Sitting on him. I don't. I swear.
Dara, I didn't
I
take it off.
I don't have it here, sunshine.
Hang on.
Yeah. And you know what? And if you're wrong, Dan, I'm going to have a, you know, I'll have Bruce smack you around a bit.
Put it over there.
Yeah, see? Oh, you got it there, you got it. No, I don't.
You know what I want to hear?
What do you want to hear? What do you want to hear?
That's a rendition of Relax by Frankie.
Relax. Don't do it. Oh, when you want to. Yeah. That is the greatest pompage song ever.
Listen to their rendition of this. I like it.
So talk about Jonas. Why is Jonas so important to us, Dan?
Well, because his guitarist is Corey Daivo, and Corey Daivo is actually my neighbor by 500 feet.
500 feet,
yeah,
eh?
He just lives up the street.
You mean, is that that big house that's up on the corner?
No,
up
no,
on the
no,
hill?
No, no. They own Grand Sport Auto, brothers.
Because you know what?
I grew up with Corey. I grew up with Dwayne. Dwayne was in the same grade. And was he's basically one of them that we start playing guitar with. My brother played the drums and I played guitar. We all started and Dwayne started. Dwayne started teaching me little riffs here and there along with Stanley Mayo. And... we got going on that. That's and then Corey developed. Corey was the youngest out of all the brothers, and was just basically watched his older brothers Keith and Dwayne play, and Corey got into it. And Corey, by the age of 12 years old, was just phenomenal on guitar, and right now he's still phenomenal on guitar. He's I find him very. He has a lot of motivation when he plays. He has a lot of style when he has his own style. He's and his tone, everything that he does is great. I never expected him to play the music that he is now because I've always remembered Corey as a blues guitarist, blues. But now moving into that direction of more rock and new music kind of, it doesn't seem to.
The other thing too is you know him on a personal level.
I know him
and
on
you
a
watched
personal,
him grow
yeah,
up and
yeah.
it's just, it's wicked cool and yeah. you got a sense of pride. Yeah, I know that guy. Hey, maybe one day he'll come in and play for Elbow Deep. You're listening to the Double D Show. It's I don't know, depending on where you are, it's either 6 minutes to 12, or it's 8 minutes to 12, or it's 4 minutes to 12. We'll just say it's almost noon, okay? That means it's almost the end of our show, too, and the phone's ringing. We're going to listen to a little bit of Jonas right here and relax.